11 minutes after 8 o'clock here on WPHM. It's Thursday, the 1st of March. You heard the forecast. We're going to get rain and snow, and then it's going to be up above freezing and sunny for the weekend, and all that snow's probably going to melt. All that water's got to go somewhere, and hopefully it doesn't go into your basement. Kim Kernahan is here with Dyke Security. Kim, good morning. Unfortunately, it does sometimes do that, doesn't it?
It does, and as we saw last week with all the flooding with the Black River, we had a lot of phone calls, a lot of people's sump pumps going off, and it was not fun.
No, not at all, and that's something that, even if you're home but not in your basement, you can get a lot of water during the overnight or even during the day when you're up and about and just not even know what's happening.
No, and when do your sump pumps most often fail? At night or when you're not home?
Of course.
Not even if you don't have a sump pump, just the water backup in your basement is common anymore, and it's not fun to clean up, and it can cost a lot. You lose a lot, cost a lot of money, and unfortunately, it's out there. So
and you guys can monitor that, right?
Absolutely. We have several different ways to do that. If you have a sump pump, we can put a sump pump indicator on that. As the water rises in your crock and it gets to a certain level, that indicator will go off and calls us. And then we'll call you and let you know. So if you're not home or on vacation, at work, you can get over there, get someone over to the home to start getting that taken care of before your basement is flooded.
Yeah.
If you don't have a sump pump, there's an indicator. It's called a water bug. It goes on the floor next to your hot water heater, or you can have it next to your drain in your basement. That way, when water hits that, we'll call you again. So instead of having a foot of water in your basement, you're going to get that notice when there's just a little bit of water just starting to get into the basement area.
Yeah, like you said, it's not just an inconvenience, but I mean, you can lose
it's costly
all kinds of things,
mm-hmm.
Photographs, important documents, all that stuff that you've got stored in the basement.
Yes.
Usually in a cardboard box on the floor.
I know that's what we actually had a flood several years ago in Marysville, and yeah, I know from experience it is very costly to clean up, and you lose just so many things that aren't replaceable.
And this is the time of year that really happens a lot, doesn't it, as you get into the springtime months?
Yes, and people don't think about too your cleanouts, Roto-Rooter, get something in there and get those cleanouts done, make sure your drains are clear, have all that stuff checked, and we can absolutely come out and install those devices for you, along with monitoring for security, smoke, carbon monoxide, all of that, all in one package, and make sure that those little things that happen, we can get those taken care of for you before it turns into more costly.
Yeah, this is a good idea. As you're thinking about one thing, you might want to think about some other things too.
Absolutely.
Bring it all into together, and you can do that, can't you?
And we even have some customers who have cameras in their utility room. So looking at their furnace, looking at their hot water heater, looking at their floor, so they because they're gone a lot.
Yeah.
So they really want to make sure that they don't have an issue.
Boy, it can give you peace of mind.
Yeah, it does. It really does. Because a home is it's a huge investment.
Sure.
And you don't want anything to happen to it. So,
if somebody wants to at least consult with Dyke about that, what do they need to do?
Just give us a call at the office, 982-5331. We can make an appointment and come on out and give you a free, no-cost home evaluation.
All right. Good stuff. Kim, thanks for coming in.
Thanks,
always appreciate
Bob.
It. Kim Kernahan from Dyke Security with us on WPHM.